Morning Ireland, the time now 12 minutes to nine. Two senior members of the Kinahan crime gang, Liam Byrne and Thomas Bomber Kavanagh, have pleaded guilty to firearms and other offences in London. Their trial had been due to begin at the Old Bailey this morning. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has more. Paul, first of all, remind us about Liam Byrne and Thomas Bomber Kavanagh, who they are.
Well, Liam Byrne is the leader of the Byrne Organised Crime Group, which was effectively the Irish branch of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group. It was based in Crumlin in Dublin. He has convictions for violence and burglary. His brother David was shot dead at the Regency Hotel in February 2016, which led to an escalation of the feud between the Hutches and the Kinahans and the loss of 18 lives. Liam Byrne is a career criminal, as Cab described him, heavily involved in drug trafficking, violent crime, connections to international cartels in the UK, Spain and the Netherlands, aligned to the Kinahan Organised Crime Group. He's 44. He ran a car sales company in Dublin as a front for money laundering, moving the gang's wealth, providing luxury cars for gang members. That was until the cab shut it down, seized all the assets, including Byrne's house, and he fled to Spain, where he was arrested on these charges and extradited to the UK. Now, while Byrne was the head of the Irish branch of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group, his brother-in-law, Thomas Kavanagh, was the head of the UK branch of the gang. He's 57, nicknamed Bomber, originally from Drimna in Dublin. He had a lavish lifestyle in the UK. He lived in a million-euro mansion in Tamworth in quiet, settled Middle England. It was heavily fortified, had bulletproof glass, covered by an extensive series of CCTV cameras. He had access to a fleet of expensive cars, took regular holidays abroad, Mexico, Dubai, Disneyland. He was in charge of the gang's multi-million euro drugs importation business in the UK, but was caught smuggling cocaine and cannabis into the country. One notable seizure, €5.5 million worth of drugs in Dover in the UK in 2017. And when the NCA did follow-up searches, they found £250,000 in cash and guns and a gun and ammunition. Now, he was convicted and is currently serving 21 years in prison in the UK.
What kind of charges were the two facing if the trial had gone ahead this morning?
Well, what they did was, after Kavanagh was caught, Kavanagh and Byrne then tried to set up a deal with the officers from the National Crime Agency to try to curry favour with the UK authorities and get Kavanagh a lighter sentence for his drug dealing. This was in 2020, and Kavanagh was in custody facing a lengthy jail term. He devised a plan to try and fool the NCA by pretending to help them uncover a stash of weapons. He enlisted others, including Liam Byrne, to help. So they gathered together a cache of 11 firearms, including three Scorpion submachine guns, three Heckler & Koch, an Uzi submachine gun, and ammunition from the UK, Netherlands, and from here in Ireland. Now, Kavanagh had hoped the ruse would lead the NCA to commend him for helping them and that this would look favourable to the court. He first approached them in December 2020. He claimed in an interview he had intelligence about an arms cache said to have come from Holland, and through his solicitor, he actually provided a map with instructions and X marking the spot in Newry in Northern Ireland. So the PSNI went to a farmer's field up a bank where they found buried just beneath the surface two holdalls containing the guns and ammunition. However, the plan was foiled after the French police infiltrated the secure criminal encrypted network EncroChat in April 2020, just 3 months later, and they passed information on to the NCA. And after looking at that data, the NCA concluded the tip-off was a setup. They withdrew their cooperation. They charged him, Byrne and others with the firearms conspiracy. Now, that trial was due to begin this morning, but around 4:30 yesterday afternoon, Byrne and Kavanagh, along with a third man, pleaded guilty, and they're due to be sentenced on October the 21st.
So it was an 11th hour guilty plea.
Yeah, because they had originally pleaded not guilty. So it's hard to know what was in their heads or why they did it, because they originally pleaded not guilty. They were supposed to fight the case. Senior organised crime figures don't usually admit what they have done. It's not good for their business. It's not good for reputation. But speaking to Senior Gardaí last night, they believe that both Kavanagh and Byrne knew the game was up. The evidence against them on the encrypted phones was compelling. It is interesting that they were caught after an encrypted criminal network was infiltrated, mm-hmm. and that they pleaded guilty on the day that the Gardaí gave details about the infiltration of a second network, and that also one of the most senior officers in the Garda Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland, said at that press conference yesterday that the Kinahan Organised Crime Group is no longer the primary drugs gang in this country that the Gardaí are dealing, and that's on the day that two of the most senior figures in that gang are now facing long sentences in the UK.
Paul, thank you for that. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. It's 7 minutes to nine.